You're with Julian on the Brown Note, and the hero, Brittany Higgins, defeats the villain, Bruce Lerman, in the most public rape trial probably in Australian history, certainly in the modern era, and probably the joint most prominent defamation trial. Something I have posted about on this show over and over and over, and videos are online going back for the last 3 years, and I'm very happy to say I was on the right side of history. Were you? A lot of us weren't. A lot of us trashed her all the way through and called her a liar. And for some unspeakable reason, felt affinity with Bruce Lerman. Someone you could pick from a mile away was capable of doing what the judge said he did in this defamation hearing, which counts as one of the biggest own goals in the history of own goals. Bruce Lerman lost his defamation against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson following a bombshell finding that he raped Brittany Higgins in Parliament House in 2019. I made an awful lot of posts about how I found it incredulous that the senior people in the Liberal Party, including the Prime Minister at the time, Scott Morrison, had no knowledge up and for 2 years that this had happened. It was absolutely incredulous to me that Scott Morrison didn't know that there was an alleged rape. Even if it wasn't true, that there was an allegation that had gone to the police of rape in offices just down the hall. It made no sense. It had no credibility. And it sounded like they covered it up to me to win an election, which would stand as the grubbiest political act this century. How do the people that attacked Brittany and destroyed her life all this time feel today? I bet you they're just basically saying she's still a liar. Why are we like this with women who come forward? We say, why didn't they come forward? And then we do this to them. It's obvious, isn't it? Wasn't it obvious what happened? Didn't all of the evidence point to it? Were you in fact looking for absolutely anything you could find to be on Bruce's side and against Brittany? Four other women came forward and said that he had either sexually harassed or assaulted them. He's currently on trial for another rape in Queensland. So this is a shattering verdict. Now, he would have expected to have won this trial and got some easy money out of it. And that's not what happened. So this is some of what the incredible judge, who is just a hero, he was amazing in his forensic ability to cut through all the crap and say, this is rubbish. It's clear what happened. Obviously, it isn't a criminal trial. I don't know why people keep bringing that up. We know it isn't. We know what happened in the criminal trial, which is that initially, Brittany Higgins in 2019 went to the police saying that she had been raped in Parliament House and that she was found semi-naked by security, having been left there by Bruce Lerman, who had said that he was going to take her home in a taxi. Bruce Lerman had a girlfriend at home. Bruce Lerman, it was acknowledged by witnesses in court, had been pashing and putting his hands on Brittany Higgins, already cheating on his partner, and could not take Brittany Higgins back to his place because his girlfriend was there. So he took her to Parliament House, and according to Brittany Higgins, while she was unconscious, he began to have sex with her and then continued when she woke up. And she went to the police a few days later and went to her colleagues and went to her superiors, including senior Liberal Party figures, and relayed what had happened, and in the end decided not to proceed with any charges, knowing what happens to women that do proceed with charges, which is exactly what happened to her when she did. And then she was moved to Perth to work for Senator Cash as far away from the furore as possible. And then it all blew up 2 years later, and then she did decided to go to court against Bruce Lerman in a rape trial, which was then derailed by a juror accessing information he wasn't allowed to. So no verdict was given. It is very worth pointing out that during that trial, Brittany Higgins stood on that stand 4 days testifying, and Bruce Lerman refused. If someone accuses me of rape, I'm getting on that stand. And he never did. In fact, this was the first time that he was forced to get on the stand. And he sure as hell didn't bank on Brittany Higgins having the courage to come back and stand again. Brittany Higgins, who has already been drummed out of our country to live in France. And who won't be forgiven by the right-wing media or right-wing politicians or right-wing members of our public for winning. This was just an astonishing line. Imagine being Brittany Higgins and having gone through all of this. The first time that a judgment was handed down of any sort in any court of law, Justice Lee found Mr. Lerman raped Brittany Higgins. Imagine being her and hearing that after everything that she's been through. Justice Lee concluded his judgment by revealing the big mistake Mr. Lerman had made in relation to proceedings. And the now iconic quote, "Having escaped the lion's den, Mr. Lerman made the mistake of coming back for his hat." The guile of this guy for actually bringing this trial. Why did he do it? Because he didn't bank on Brittany Higgins coming back to testify as a witness. And when they were both put on the stand, she won and he lost. And he lost worse than he would have in the initial trial, because even though he's not doing jail time for this, we saw his life laid bare and Channel 7 destroyed. Channel 7's behaviour throughout this, where they've been putting up Bruce Lerman and paying his rent, and staff members for Channel 7 paying for his hookers and blow. It's not a good look for Channel 7, is it? So far, they've got a allegedly $30 million legal bill hanging over the owner of Channel 7 for defending a war criminal who also brought a defamation trial against the TV network and lost. And now they've got someone, a judge, called a rapist. And these are people that they have been paying money to. Justice Lee found Miss Higgins and Mr. Lerman had sex and she didn't consent. Notwithstanding the cautions to which I've referred, the range of other possibilities combined, and taking all my reservations after weeks of evidence as to the credibility and reliability of Miss Higgins, he found that on the balance of probability, sex occurred. I'm satisfied Mr. Lerman's state of mind was such he was so intent on gratification as to be indifferent to consent. In his pursuit of gratification, he did not care one way or the other whether Miss Higgins understood or agreed what was going on. Her evidence, he said, struck me forcibly as credible and having the ring of truth. I'm convinced that sexual intercourse did take place with Mr. Lerman on top of her on the couch in a minister's office, in a Liberal Party minister's office. When are we going to start bringing up this verdict to the Liberal Party? The people that were involved at the time. He was a man who already acted unfaithfully towards his girlfriend, and by the standards of right-thinking people had no scruples. He could not go to his girlfriend's place for obvious reasons, and if he wanted to continue to be intimate with Miss Higgins, he knew the best place he could access and where they would be alone. Of course, he knew such things as the minister's office in Parliament House. H- how anyone could believe that anything else happened. He said that he went there to do some work at 2 in the morning on a Friday night. How could any of you believe that? Now, of course, the people that have opposed her all along are saying that there is some equivalence here between the judge finding that Lisa Wilkinson, the presenter of the both the speech that got her in trouble and the segment on Brittany Higgins, and Brittany Higgins were found to have lied, and that is an equivalence to Bruce Lerman. Let me point out the difference. Bruce Lerman was accused of lying about raping someone. Lisa Wilkinson was accused of not being great at covering all the bases in a TV article, and Brittany Higgins was accused of not being consistent in certain regards to her dealings with the media 2 years later, and, as the judge pointed out, at the time, in a manner consistent with somebody dealing with trauma, the trauma of being raped. Yet there are people out there now making the case that it's some equivalence. There's a difference between being accused of being an unreliable witness when you come down to your testimony about raping someone and your dealings with the media and the public 2 years later. This is like the most spectacular own goal. There's no doubt in my mind that Bruce Lerman, who is backing Bruce Lerman? How did he get a 200 grand a year job when he hadn't even completed his degree at age 20 or something, age 21? Allegedly, he is a cousin by marriage of Scott Morrison. How has he enjoyed such fortuitous legal representation and expensive legal representation and such support from members of the press and the public? How has this toad-like individual got so much support? He thought that he had a slam dunk case because these cases against the media are so hard for the media to win. Because essentially, as with the Ben Roberts case, the judge has to find that you're guilty. And in the Ben Roberts case, the judge said, actually, I think you're a war criminal. Therefore, you get no damages and $20 to $30 million in legal fees. And in this case, the judge turned around and said, yeah, I think you're a rapist and you did rape Brittany Higgins and you're not entitled to any money. And now he has a probable $10 million legal bill. And now we should be asking questions about what did those people in the Liberal Party know? What the level of distraction when this came out, like it was all guns blazing. I guess we owe a massive thanks to Brittany Higgins because it was the start of the downfall of Scott Morrison. After the story broke, it was a scandal every week for Scott Morrison for the next 18 months, which just killed him in the public's eye. But the media treatment, like the media treatment of Bruce Lerman, the media treatment of Brittany Higgins is just an eye-opener into something we all know about the state of Australia when it comes to race or sexism, which is there's a dark heart here. And when it comes to politics and media, there's a boys club here that is full of onerous people. Christian Porter just lost a couple of years ago another trial where rape was involved, where he didn't lose, but he didn't win either, and he lost his job and his career, and he's vanished off the face of the earth. When he took the ABC to trial over another accusation of rape. You know, maybe it's not the Liberal Party that has a problem with women. Maybe it is a large proportion of the media and the public that have a problem with women. Because every time a woman that looks like Brittany Higgins comes forward, an attractive young woman, honestly, racial minorities get probably more favourable treatment from our legal system and public and media than an attractive young woman does. Look at the Lindsay Chamberlain thing. Look at Rebecca Lewes. The amount of people that came out screaming that they were guilty of the most heinous crimes. There's this natural propensity, and it's not just in Australia. Look at the student, I can't remember her name, in Italy. People will believe the most ridiculous stories. There was a clear-cut story here. It was obvious what happened. So why did so many of you believe him and still believe him now? Because you have this devil woman thing inside you, that she's somehow evil because she's an attractive young woman. And I tell you what, if she'd have just taken it and not said anything and it had come to light, none of this vitriol towards her would have happened. She got the vitriol because she stood up and then carried on standing up and then stood up again. We don't like it when uppity women stand up in this country. And now she lives in France because she could never get away from... The Herald Sun has rapist loser Bruce Lerman on their cover yesterday. Yet they spent the preceding couple of years with a lot of people trashing the living hell out of Brittany Higgins. How are all these journalists, like Sky News at Night, the people on there, the presenters on there and the guests on there that have trashed Brittany Higgins for years, how do you feel? How do you sleep at night? I really hope that this is some closure for Brittany Higgins. I mean, you've got to learn that closure can only happen to yourself. The people that are doing the bad things are never going to change. They'll still hate you. It doesn't matter whether they watched it on video. They would still blame you for it. But Brittany Higgins, you're a hero. And you won't be forgotten. Not only won't you be forgotten by the bad guys, but the good guys as well. And you stood up for something incredible. And the fact that you came back and you testified again and you made that weasel get called a rapist in court, you are a legend.